in Sacramento that provide food for people that are hungry and that need it. And we're adding in our adopted organic farm program up there so consumers can donate 50 cents to this program also every time they shop. And then we, if people bring their own shopping bags in, they get little tokens and they turn those in to, there's four different options. One is for the Ecological Farming Association, CAF, and then two environmental groups. And what we do then is donate money to those groups based on how many people put tokens in there from bringing in their own bags. So we constantly try to make that connection. Bring your bag, save a tree, help this organization. We're all one. Am I going on too long?
You could take like 1 minute more and then we'll come back. No, you're not going on too long.
Okay. So I'll just move on quickly to my vision, because this is something that I know a lot of us have talked about. And at the EcoFarm conference a number of years ago, there was a session called Price Wars, was that it? And out of that, we've heard this many times, we really need to pull our educational resources together, especially, you know, single store retailers and small family farmers, to actually get this message out in a more unified way. I mean, we've shared what we're doing with a lot of co-ops, and I have information for anybody that would want it. We have these designs available so that you can get your own logo on the back of it. But I think that my vision would be that we could pool resources. I mean, I would like to see television commercials with, you know, Michelle Pfeiffer, people that are, you know, known that support organics, just doing, you know, public service announcements. We're, you know, statewide events where we do one event that can just be reproduced all over the place, where we're working together in some type of an education collaborative. We are going to have another meeting. Sacramento Natural Foods is going to host it. Amigo is going to facilitate it. I've got some flyers here. It's going to be in March. Growers, retailers, wholesalers are welcome. Email or sign up list if you want to receive an invitation. You can just put your name on here and we'll get a hold of you. And I guess my final thing that I like to say is that, you know, what I think we need as a group is a clarity of our message. And that's why I found myself getting really irritated at the end of the workshop yesterday with Whole Foods, because they aren't really in the position to really move this movement forward, and they have in many ways. But when they're creating more confusion for the consumer, that, you know, us little guys are out there just trying to, you know, honestly educate people, I have a problem with that. I have a problem when you've got stuff up at your store and it doesn't mean anything and it makes everybody question everything. So I think we need to quit confusing our consumers. I have a hard time with seeing, you know, conventional produce and organic produce side by side, but, you know, I could probably deal with it in a regular supermarket, and that would be great. But I think if you're going to sell yourself on organics and you're going to sell yourself on what that means, that's what you should sell. And so I really encourage you, if you're a small store, talk to our general manager. We've done it successfully. Our sales have only gotten better. It's way easier to promote it when that's what you're selling, and you can stand up and say that and not have to wonder, you know, are the customers getting confused? So thanks for listening. And how many do we have, Virginia?
About 140.
140 employees.
150.
We'll take some questions if we get a chance. We're really, so we can stay on. I'll just say that one more thing Jen didn't mention. She sponsors our KVMR local radio stations,
yeah,
broadcasts of our organic matter. Zach Co-op does. So wouldn't it be nice if one of these kind of stores was in every community? And it's just amazing the impact they've had by taking this strong commitment. And it's only become stronger and stronger. And it's noticeable. The place is a beehive of business. And it's because people do respect this. And you guys have done a lot. I mean, you've also sponsored stuff on the local PBS station, right? You've advertised in there.
Right.
I mean, they really do reach out to the community quite a few different ways with lots of messages. And if one thing, Janet, is nothing but persistent, and that's really a take-home here, is that persistence is really what it takes, or you've got to keep at this. Thanks, Janet. And
sure.
Janet could actually talk about a lot more she's done. That was a quickie overview. Ray Green, the director of the organic program. Do you want to go
next.
To Dinesh next?
Yeah, I'll
oh, okay.
Fill in the
you can fill in the blanks. Dinesh Woolley, T&D Woolley Farms from Madera. And Dinesh is well known in this industry for doing a good job of promoting and educating her farm customers. And that both retail and wholesale, and through the work they do with their little sayings and quotes that they put in with the boxes, to the kind of education that Dinesh does at these things. And now she's also a passionate advocate and member of the slow food community. And that's, I think, what you're going to mostly focus on.
Yeah, I didn't really, since the title of the thing was generic promotion, I mean, all the stuff that we do, branding and labeling and public information documents and every...
Oh.
Sorry.
Never mind.
Should we try places?
No, it's okay. Anyway, as Bob said, that we're well known for self-promotion, and we do, and I think it's every grower's responsibility to do the best they can to educate the public about why it's better to buy organic, why it's important to pay more for organic, and we certainly have been doing that for the last 16 years. We do have a public information document in every box. And we do have our name on our twist ties and rubber bands and all of that good stuff. But this was really about generic promotion of organic food. Yes?
Let me interrupt you. You do generic promotion within your company's promotion. They're not separate.
Oh, well, otherwise I would have brought a lot more materials here. You misled me, Bob.
I misled it. But maybe I did because I actually didn't want you to talk about the slow food things because it's important.
Okay, so we're going to talk about slow food now.
Go.
And so I brought some slow food handouts here, and here, Jay. And I just really want to read a little bit, because it's so eloquent, it's better than anything I could write, some of the things from the Slow Food International Manifesto, which is basically that we are enslaved by speed, and have all succumbed to the same insidious virus, fast life, which disrupts our habits, it pervades the privacy of our homes, and forces us to eat fast foods. To be worthy of the name, Homo sapiens should rid itself of speed before it reduces him or her to a species in danger of extinction. A firm defense of quiet material pleasure is the only way to oppose the universal folly of fast life. May suitable doses of guaranteed sensual pleasure and slow, long-lasting enjoyment preserve us from the contagion of the multitude who mistake frenzy for efficiency. And you can read the rest of it yourself, but reading a few paragraphs like that can't help but win you over to the slow food movement, and it did for me. And I am the vice president of the Madeira Convivia of Slow Food. There's, to my knowledge, only two slow food convivia in the Central Valley. There isn't one in the big metropolis of Fresno, but we have one in Madeira, and basically, you're required to have four events per year, one of which has to be educational. But all of our events are educational and focus very much on educating the public. And they all feature Madeira County products and Madeira County wines at all of these events. They're priced between $20 and $65, depending on the venue and the menu. We usually have them catered. They're not cooked by individuals, though we do have one event that is just like a potluck by the members only. But our public events are usually catered or held in a restaurant. I'll describe to you two of the events that have been so successful that we have turned them into like perennials. And then the other events sort of like rotate through. We have an event called the Tomatoes Big Night Out that was inspired by a grower in our county, John Tejera. He grows over 350 varieties of heirloom tomatoes for the huge Tomato Fest, which is a very important fundraiser over in the Carmel Valley. And it's a wonderful fundraiser if you ever get a chance to go there. There's the top restaurants from all over the Monterey Peninsula, all the top wineries, a gorgeous venue at the Carmel Valley Country Club, but no accolades for the farmer. The farmer is almost completely missing from the program. So we said, all of these tomatoes are grown in Madeira County. We want to have our own tomato festival. Well, we don't have 350 varieties because you do kind of glaze over after about 20 of them or so. We have about 20 varieties. We have a tasting. People mark down their favorite tomato variety. We have a menu in which everything from the appetizer to the dessert features tomatoes. The restaurateur makes a delicious green tomato pie as the dessert. We charge about $35 for this event. For us, for our Slow Food Convivia, we never try to actually raise money. We try to just make it a break-even. We start with a budget for the event, and we price the tickets to basically cover our costs and maybe, you know, put an extra $20 or $25 in the bank account. But we're mostly about really trying to educate the public. And, you know, conventional farmers, seed salesmen, agrochemical salesmen buy tickets and come to these events, and they learn about food, and they learn about community at these events, and that's why they're so wonderfully successful. Another event that's becoming a perennial is one that I actually co-chair, and it's called Roots in the Cellar. And what we do is we take one of our local wineries and rent tables and chairs and fill up the bottling space that they have, or the casket space that they have, depending on how the winery is laid out. And we serve a menu that is basically based on all of the winter roots, like turnips and beets and carrots and rutabagas and some leeks and stuff like that. And as each dish is served and people are savoring the most delicious gourmet presentation of the most basic foodstuffs, we teach them a little bit about where these things originated or some story from their lore or their history. Our next event that's coming up that I'm really excited about is something that I've envisioned for a long, long time, of actually trying to create a marriage between environmentalism and conventional agriculture. And it's going to be a tour of the eastern part of Madera County in the spring, where we're going to look at vernal pools and rangeland. And I'm very, very excited about it. We're going to have a local historian and a natural scientist from the University of California is going to come and speak, and we're going to end up on a cattle ranch and have a big barbecue and some roasted vegetables, grilled vegetables and stuff. It's going to be one of our more expensive events because it's going to involve renting a bus. But we're actually, through these events, trying to win over some of our conventional farming neighbors into looking at environmental impact and how we can use nature more as our model. And also embrace, you know, all of these goals that are outlined, or these guiding values that are outlined in this slow food brochure. So I encourage you to get involved in some kind of effort like this in your area. Slow food, I feel the publication alone is worth the membership. They put out three of these slow magazines each year, and just getting that is worth the membership to the organization. It's really, really, I've enjoyed my involvement with it immensely. Thank you.
And now Ray Green, the Organic Program Director for the California Department of Food and Agriculture.
Thank you, amigo, and good afternoon, everybody. It's good to be here. The only thing I can do is just kind of echo what I have seen and observed and some of the things I've personally been involved with, and I'm going to try not to repeat too much of what's said and cut this real short because I know you have a million questions. I don't think, plus I have to preface this is not an official opinion from State California Department of Food and Agriculture. This is my opinion, so I have to give that disclaimer that Food and Ag is advocating. Food and Ag is not advocating anything. I'm just here talking to you. Maybe I should take my name off so it doesn't say CDFA. But anyway, I think you got the idea. I don't feel that Sacramento Natural Foods Co-op is unique in the customers there who want to make that reconnection to the farm and put a face to agriculture and to the products that they are purchasing. I think the recent events from 9/11 and other things are right now our economy, that people all over, just in our society, is wanting to reconnect and willing to support local, et cetera, et cetera. And so I think that we all stand in a place to benefit from that place where we're at least there's some unrest, and it's a good opportunity for us to fill in that void right now with good organic information and sustainably doing everything that we're doing. I do want to relay a short story, though. Several years ago, I was doing a spot inspection at a retail store. This retail grocery store had, for the most part, two employees in the morning and the evening. The rest of the time, one employee at this little retail store. So, exact opposite from Sacramento Natural Foods Co-op. And as I was doing a retail spot inspection there, the two owners were very much supportive of organic. They had only for fresh fruits and vegetables organic product there. But they really didn't have a clue about what organic farmers were doing. They were in this little community, and they just for some reason developed this way. And they were breaking all the rules in terms of didn't have any records of pesticides, chemicals, of good organic retail practices. I was asking questions. And so, you know, after a couple of hours being there with this individual and trying to educate him, I suggested, you know, you're going to have to set up all this record keeping system. And, you know, why don't you perhaps, you know, take this information that organic farmers do this, because your consumers may not know what they do. And then as a result, you also are committed to the organic integrity, and that personally your store is going to do ABC. Put it in a little pamphlet and make it available to your customers as just a suggestion. That's outside my regulatory realm, but just a suggestion to him. And so we went on, made it through the inspection, and he told me the things from legally he was going to take care of to be in compliance with California law. About a year later, I was just driving by in the community, and I thought I'll stop by and check just to see how the guy's doing. And went in, and he actually showed me the brochure. And he told me, he says, "Ray, this is the best thing that I ever did to my consumers. When I started this, it's just a little trifold pamphlet of our commitment and about the farmers." And he bridged that connection of what he's doing and what the organic farmers are doing. And it, just a simple, simple story worked. He loved it. And I think he's even expanded into other connections. And I think that this store, and I won't really mention the town, but whoever's delivering product from the Willie Farm to Sacramento Natural Foods Co-op has to pass through this town and could stop off and make another sale. But I think that if they had these brochures with the farmer's name and that farmer actually made something, that he could stop off at that retail store and say, "This is who I am. Here's a picture of me and my farm," to actually bridge that connection, that there is a tremendous opportunity for that PR. I was kind of surprised at the response that Amigo gave us regarding the Lundberg, saying that it was 85% of their time. I expected to hear them say that it was 100% of their time, because if you're going to promote, it's a living, it's a life, it's a lifestyle to build that relationship between your farm, the consumers, and what you're doing, and make that connection. Another little story, at seminars in my job, I get to go all over and go to all these seminars and learn all kinds of important stuff. So I get to kind of like eavesdrop on what all the industry is doing. And I've heard this exact same theme in several different locations, from super large stores to extreme small stores, that they are wanting to bridge that information gap, and we are approaching an era of educated consumers wanting to make that connection. And I could reveal confidential information from small mom-and-pop stores to mainstream stores that are developing programs to do this very thing. And so I think the time is really here and now. Now I'm going to go a little bit more productive or make a side shot to what CDFA is doing. In this generic promotion, as you know, the CDFA, my job is equal market share, level the playing field, find the cheaters, eliminate them, you know, take care of them so there's equal market share. That's our manifest function. I think the latent function is as I go to different places and help educate consumers. I go to several colleges throughout the year for trade shows and make presentations. I even was welcomed the invitation to Sacramento Natural Foods Co-op, and myself and another industry member spent the evening there in their learning center educating consumers on the state laws and what you did. And so, you know, we're out there to reach that. When we work the California State Fair, we also try to educate individuals on what it is to be organic. And hopefully there's a latent function that there is consumer confidence, knowing that we have a state and county bureaucracy to take care of the cheaters, and that there is a legitimacy to the organic label. And as the industry continues to evolve, it may possibly be, and this is, again, up to you and to the California Organic Advisory Board, there may come a time that some of the funds going into the state program could be set aside or used for more generic promotion education. I would really like to see that the major state fairs and regional fairs, that there's a booth for the California Organic Program, and that we have product there that is on display, and that we are educating farmers on how to convert, what their legal requirements are, and also consumers to have why buy organic and what's it mean in the larger grand scale. So I can see that. And I'm going to close with one other short little thing that you may want to consider. There are a lot of small mom and pop retail stores out there, and a lot of small farmers that cannot go to Expo in Anaheim for a trade show. I doubt seriously if this little retail store that I was thinking about goes to Anaheim to buy product. They're looking at their wholesale distributors to supply them with product. A regional trade show, buy local. I could see that in some community, a group of all the farmers within a 100-mile radius who would like to bring in their product and sponsor a mini trade show and invite the retailers from that area that may, again, it's a larger scale. Instead of visit the farm, get 25 farmers at one farm, have a field day, invite the retailers out, and bridge that gap and hopefully find a market for your product. So there's a lot of things that can be done, but really it's a lifestyle. You have to live and breathe 24 hours a day to make that connection and bridge the gap between you and your consumer. And I'm going to let you guys have questions with everybody else.
Okay, well, before we start, give me the mic, right?
Sure.
Only so I can pass it around. And the other part is I ask you folks who do answer to repeat the question because the tape will then actually pick it up. So let's start with Tony.
How do you get the retailers out?
How do you get the retailers out? That's a very good question. And I think it's probably going to be building relationships and what's in it for me. Everybody has this little sign hanging around their neck of what's in it for me. So you're going to have to present it in such a manner that they're going to want to be there. And how they're going to benefit. So it's some marketing, and it may take several attempts to get them there. But I think this little social thing that we're writing right now of awareness, the buy local, support local economy, the budget crunch, you know, that concept, and also taking the stories of Sac Natural Foods Co-op and relaying that information to those local stores, saying you can replicate this here. So it's not going to be easy, I don't think, but.